This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We just heard about the backlash Muslims suffered after a tragedy like 9/11. Today, the world is united in grief over last week's attack on French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. And once again, Muslims are facing violence in the aftermath. Many have denounced it, including the family of a Muslim police officer killed by the gunmen. And many Muslims say what's needed is a dialogue between civilizations to understand each other on a human level. One way to do that is through sharing ancient art. The exhibit Roads of Arabia showcases the history of Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Islam, and it features some of Earth's oldest objects, like a million-year-old cooking utensil, incense burners from 5000 BC, and remnants of pre-Islamic Arabia. The show is making its final North American stop at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. I visited the museum and spoke with curator Dani Chan, who walked me through the highlights. We walk into one gallery and there's a clear theme, clay burners and pots. We're back in the 4th century BC. Heard about the Silk Route? Well, Arabia was a major part of the incense route.
Yes, incense was the major commodity because particularly frankincense and myrrh, the most valued incense, grew only in southern Arabia and in East Africa. And so that gave them a near monopoly of the cultivation and trade. There were also other commodities that were traded along the same network. Other spices, ceramics, but there were also networks, trade networks that connected from India and China that were then picked up at one of the ports in the southern Arabian part, and then that joined the incense trade network as well.
We walk into another gallery where we're welcomed by a huge 9-foot statue towering over us, probably a prince or other nobleman.
He is definitely one of the highlights of the exhibition. He's literally monumental. And it was found in Al Ula, which is in the northwestern part of the Arabian Peninsula. So it dates to approximately 400 to 200 BCE. It's made out of sandstone, and so we call him our Colossus.
Huge arms, broad shoulders, no face.
It took 8 people and certain machinery to put up this sculpture. Yeah, I think it's 2,000 pounds.
And also, not a lot, I don't know a lot about kind of ancient religions in that area.
Yeah.
You know, you hear Saudi Arabia, you think Islam. You
think
you hear Arabian Peninsula, you think Islam.
Yeah.
And so what does this do in that regard?
Oh, yes. So many of the objects, especially in the Incense Roads section, you have inscriptions or you have decoration that shows you that it was a polytheistic region, actually, that there were local gods that were worshipped, and there were temples erected to these local gods and other art objects that were made, you know, to the local gods. And so one of the myths to be dispelled by this exhibition is that before the coming of Islam, there were definitely other local religions that were worshipped. And heck, even during the time of Islam, there was a Christian population, Judaism was also worshipped, and so that was the environment before Islam rose to be the dominant religion of the area.
We leave ancient Arabia now to another gallery that represents 14th century Arabia. By now, Islamic culture and art are flourishing. Chan points to a huge double door embellished with Arabic calligraphy.
Undeniably, the highlight of this gallery is this pair of gilded doors from the Kaaba, which is Mecca's main religious site. And so this door most likely was made in the 14th century. The gilded decoration was added in the 17th century. And it was just taken down from the Kaaba in 1947. So the set of doors that are on the Kaaba now were were the ones that were hung up in 1947. So this set of doors is actually about 600 years old.
Multimedia components of the exhibit include a listening station where you hear all the ancient languages of Arabia, and to my left, a historical video playing on the wall.
In 1909, railroad workers discovered the first of several colossal statues that once adorned the temples of this powerful dynasty.
The video is actually a fun one because it has this sense of an Indiana Jones, Lawrence of Arabia feel to it. And that is actually the feeling that I get with this exhibition. You're riding on your camel across the Arabian desert and you're exploring and discovering these ancient artifacts.
And what does Chan want visitors to take away?
In particular, because of the current political climate of the region, you know, the value of this type of exhibition is to help visitors to give them a better understanding that whatever the current situation is, historically, you know, this is how we've been connected. This is what the climate was back then. In a way, it's, I guess, the old adage of you learn from history in order to understand the present. And every time you learn that, oh, there's a new connection that can be made across cultures that you just could not make before, it's always exciting.